It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by Gonzalez Painters and Contractors, voted best painters in the Triangle by Indy Week and featuring a 4.9-star review on Google. Gonzalez Painters and Contractors' commitment to excellence and transformative artistry speaks volumes. Trust the experts to exceed your expectations for your next interior or exterior paint project. Visit fgpainting.com. We are now joined by Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson. Jess, how's it going?
Things are going well. How about you, Andrew?
Going well, getting back in the swing of things after the spring break week.
So. Yes, me too.
Yes, sure you are.
Yep.
And things have been ever so busy, as always, here in Chapel Hill.
Yes.
Wanted to talk about something that we didn't get to last week because we were both not here, and that is a new library director for Chapel Hill. So what can you tell us about that?
Yes, we are quite excited to be welcoming our new director of the public library in Chapel Hill. And also, she'll be in charge of community arts and culture, as Susan Brown, our previous director, was. I was out last week, as were you. I was supposed to go away, but instead we decided to do a little COVID at our house. So
living in the 21st century.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was hot trash, but I'm back. And so we're very excited. I have not met her yet, but her name is Atlas Logan. She's been working in libraries for 20 years, and she's coming to us from Gwinnett Public Libraries in Georgia. And her first official day is April 29th. So I am very much looking forward to meeting her, as I'm sure the rest of the community is. And she'll be, I'm sure, loitering about the library.
I wanted to ask a quick question just off the top of the head here about those two jobs being together, because it felt in some ways like that was a Susan Brown thing. Like this was the
right
person we had in place, and now those jobs are still connected. Was that like how much of like kind of trying to fill both of those boxes was this hiring process?
Yeah, I had the same question when our town manager said that she was also going to be in charge. And I think that was an interest in being able to find somebody who could do both. I think given some of the budget trimming we've been trying to do and really trying to figure out how we meet a lot of community goals. We're in great financial shape, but we do want to really make sure that we're sustainable for the long term and continue with really good budgeting practices. So I think the interest was in finding somebody who could really fill both those roles. And apparently Atlas is it. So we're really excited to get her on board.
Definitely excited to see how that goes forward, as also had that big announcement for the Chapel Hill Library getting that big award. So it's lots of library news
now. Well, I know. And I was thinking, what a cool thing to be able to walk into the job with this amazing award on the docket. And so I think that we are often able to hire really great people because our existing staff is doing such innovative, creative, wonderful things that I think we're able to attract some top talent. So that is kudos to Susan and Molly and Megan and the rest of the team for having such an amazing place and such an amazing things going on that we can get great folks who want to continue the momentum.
Obviously, you and I are biased given our jobs, but it seems like it'd be a really cool job, right? To be running the library in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and arts and culture.
I think so. I mean, I don't think that I would be the person for the job, but but you're right. Like, given the job that I have, I mean, what a cool thing to be able to you know, be in charge of this amazing community space, in charge of this great team over there, and then also to be able to be pushing arts and culture forward with our great partners in the community and the university. I think it is a very cool position with plenty of work to do.
Yes, plenty to keep her busy.
Plenty to keep her busy.
So that was kind of old news, looking back on something that happened a couple weeks ago. We've got something coming up this week where I understand you've got a meeting with other mayor and chair of the Orange County Commissioners talking Green Tract, which, you know, I've got kind of I think everybody has this to some degree, but my favorite local stories are those big, like, this thing's going to be here someday, and it's going to be a great part of our community, and we're dreaming about it right now.
Yes.
It's like the train station in Hillsboro and the Green Tract in Chapel Hill are kind of like the prime examples there.
Yeah. So we, this Sunday, everyone is invited to participate in a community workshop about the Green Tract. In advance of that, we are meeting as the mayors, managers, and chair. And so we are kind of the joint owners of the Green Tract. So really just checking in, understanding where we, you know, reminding ourselves of where we are. We have 2 out of 3 of the electeds on in that group are new. So kind of bringing everybody to baseline. But as folks may remember, this property is jointly owned by Orange County, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro. And over the past few years, we've been working together to kind of decide on uses and acreage. And so we set aside 60 acres. And as the Headwaters Preserve, we've designated another 22 plus acres along the creeks. And there's the opportunity for some great mixed income housing, I believe. So it's really kind of exciting to be moving to the next step. We have a consultant who's coming in for these community conversations and that will result in a small area plan. So we're really kind of thinking about how the remainder of the property can help support expanding community there. So folks can go to Morris Grove Elementary from 2 to 5 on Sunday, and there's more information available online as well.
And when I was talking to James Etta about this yesterday, she was really clear that, like, the decisions have been made about what's going in the green tract.
That's right.
The community conversation now is about how that's organized and where some specific things might go. But
that's right.
She was like, we are not rehashing what's going in there. There's going to be affordable housing. There's going to be parkland.
That's right. We are not relitigating. Yes. And so I think we really want people to come prepared to talk about kind of the next steps and to be productive and respectful and be able to listen to other people's perspectives and learn. But yeah, we're not going to relitigate the different uses. It's really about, how that can be set out. What are some things that people would like to see given those uses? So this is the next step, and it's exciting because it has been this longstanding thing that we've been talking about. And also we have a lot of, I think, obligations to the Rogers Road community given the pretty blatant environmental racism that has taken place for that community. I think that's why a lot of the process so far has focused on kind of some, how do we make this community whole after putting, a dump in their backyard.
Right. I didn't actually realize that until somewhat recently that was the original, the green tract was for a dump, right?
It was a dump.
Yeah.
And it was pretty terrible for the people who lived there. And it was, it is a historically Black community. And so it was kind of a textbook case of community and government doing something pretty terrible to a marginalized community. And so I think that's been part of the focus is how do we allow that community to kind of rebuild and for folks to come back to where their families have lived for a long time? And how do we make it a place that's really, and there already are amazing things going on there. And Chapel Hill did expand water and sewer there. We've allowed for some small business uses. So we've taken some really great steps, but this is kind of that next step in how we really do right by Rogers Road and also make amenities that are for the entire community, of course.
We're visiting with Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson, and those were the two main things that I had to talk about today. I know we've also got a lot of events and activities coming up around town. Is there anything else that you wanted to get out there?
Sure. There's so many things. Spring is here. Spring is here when there's so many events. Starting off on Saturday, the Chapel Hill Fire Department is inviting everyone to come check out two new Carolina Blue fire engines. And the longstanding tradition is to hold a push-in ceremony, which is, I guess before you could step on the gas, people would push them in to the station. And so that's what we'll be doing. It'll take place at two fire stations, the Fire Station 2 on Hamilton Road and Fire Station 3 on East Franklin Street. And that will take place from 9 to 10 on Saturday. So please come out. I'll be there. Then on Sunday from 12 to 2:30, families are invited to come downtown for Puppies on the Plaza. Sounds amazing.
It's a pretty easy pitch there.
I'm in.
It's right there. It's in the name, right?
my 10-year-old will be there whether I'm not. It doesn't matter. And then from 12 to 4, Touch a Truck, which is always a huge hit, will be taking place at the Friday Center. And of course, all weekend long, the Friends of Chapel Hill Public Library will be holding their big book sale, which is very popular, and there's lots of great deals. Council does meet twice next week.
Ooh.
I know. We have a budget work session on Monday, April 15th at 6:00. That's at the library. And then we have a regular business meeting on Wednesday, which is also at 6:00, but at Town Hall.
We saw a sign for that Touch a Truck event, and my 6-year-old was like, I don't think I want to touch a truck. And I thought, I think you might, actually. She's really into Mighty Machines, as she calls them. I think you might be pretty, find that appealing if you were there.
I think if she, if your six-year-old went,
she would
feel differently.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm also curious, have you ever been to a push-in ceremony for a new fire engine? I know there was one last year, I recall, but I've never seen a push-in ceremony.
I don't think I have either. I know I went to the grand opening of Fire Station 2, mm-hmm. Which was very exciting, and I think that I might have slid down a pole.
Ooh, that seems fun. I don't think I've ever done that.
I've slid down a pole,
but not in a fire.
Not in a fire station, right.
Which is a whole
I didn't have
level.
Gear on or anything, right. But... I think I've been to fire station events, but I don't think I've been into a push-in ceremony. I mean, we're talking about 8.5 years now, and my memory is fleeting at best. So maybe, but I don't think so.
I think you'd remember. Well, we'll see afterwards. I think it's one of those things when you're there, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I did see this. Or like, no, absolutely.
Right. No.
I would remember.
I would remember a truck push-in ceremony, yes. And this is amazing.
There's a whole litany of these things, right, where it's like you're having your first, you're mayor now, you got to go to this thing.
Yes. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. It used to be you can come, and now it's like you must come. And I keep trying to remind people that there's only one of me. And I do try to kind of get our council members to do some stuff on
doing
my behalf.
The work
but
of
sometimes
the people.
People just really want the mayor at an event. And I'm like, do you realize that it's just little old me?
It's like you're asking for the title, but you're just getting me.
Right, you're just getting me. I'm still the same one. I've been here for 8 years. You should be used to me by now. Nothing exciting.
Jess, great stuff as always, and have a great week.
You too.